For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million into social science research so we can build upon a body of evidence that will inform policies and fight systemic inequality. It's called the AIR Equity Initiative, and it's how we'll bridge the gaps that hold us back. Learn more about how we're applying our know-how to right now at AIR.org/equity.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the WNBA. Coming up on the program, we have scores and highlights from the second round of the WNBA playoffs. The single elimination playoff games were played between the Phoenix Mercury and the Seattle Storm, and also we had the Chicago Sky versus the Minnesota Lynx. Plus, we have a preview of the upcoming best of five playoff semifinal matchups between the Chicago Sky going up against the Connecticut Sun and the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Las Vegas Aces. But first, I've got to get to my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with the defending champion, Seattle Storm. They fell short in the single elimination playoff game in the second round as they lost to the Phoenix Mercury. We'll get into the scores and the highlights in just a moment. This was a tough one for Seattle. Again, no Breanna Stewart, out with the foot injury, so Jewel Lloyd doing the best that she could to carry the load on the offensive side. Of course, Sue Bird did her part. She did the best that she could. Katie Lou Samuelson was solid. Mercedes Russell is normally known for her rebounding and her defense. She did what she could on the offensive side, but you could tell they really miss Stewie out there. Stewie is really that offensive engine. Her and Jewel Lloyd are really the two offensive backbones for the Seattle Storm. And while Seattle won't get an opportunity to defend their title this year, just a great season from them. Again, this is a great season in the WNBA, their first year for all of the teams to be playing in their respective cities, and for Seattle just to return and to defend their title in their hometown of Seattle, that was something unique and something very special. Again, they fell short, but again, kudos to the Seattle Storm for a great year. And again, it was a tough way to end, losing in the playoff game. And, of course, before that, Breanna Stewart suffering that foot injury. But kudos to the Seattle Storm. And hopefully they can get it back together and try to make a run for the 2022 season. My next storyline is Sue Bird. You know, there's a lot of people that are great, not just in sports, but in very various facets and all sorts of areas of society, whether they excel in sports or education or the world of business or in the arts or music or anything. There are people that excel very well. Sue Bird has excelled so well in women's basketball and has been an ambassador for the game. It is just unbelievable. Multiple Olympic gold medals, five to be exact, multiple national champion, multiple WNBA champion, also multiple WNBA all-star. I mean, just phenomenal in every sense of the word. And again, Seattle fell short in defending their title, losing to the Phoenix Mercury. But people, at the end of the game, the crowd went, one more year, one more year, one more year. And you know, Sue never really mentioned retirement or anything like that coming into this year, but she said she would just take it year by year and see what happens. But if this was her last game, man, just what a phenomenal career it has been for Sue Bird. I can tell you, whatever she does next in her life, she's going to be phenomenal at it, and especially not just in women's basketball, whether it be with coaching or mentoring or even in the business world. She definitely has a lot of sponsors and a lot of business partners and things of that nature that she's made contacts with. So kudos to Sue on a career. If it is her last game, again, a lot to decide. But, man, if it was her last game, just simply phenomenal. Just one of the best, an ambassador for the game of women's basketball. And for my last storyline is going to be Sylvia Fowles. Again, similar to Sue Bird, has continued to pile up the achievements in her basketball career, a multiple WNBA champion, multiple WNBA Finals MVP. She has just been phenomenal, and not to mention a four-time Olympic gold medalist. Well, she is now a four-time WNBA Defensive Player of the Year. Yes, she has won the WNBA Defensive Player of the Year for the fourth time in her career. And I got to tell you, man, Sylvia is like a fine wine. She just gets better with time. Just her scoring has always been top-notch, but it's been her rebounding and her defense that's been her calling cards to playing, not just from her days of playing college basketball at LSU, but even in the WNBA and even playing overseas. So Sylvia, again, congratulations to her on what she's done in her career thus far, what she's continuing to do, again, similar to Sue Bird being an ambassador for the game of women's basketball. All right, that takes care of segment one. When we come back from the break, we'll have scores and highlights from the second round of the WNBA playoffs, the single elimination games. The Phoenix Mercury went up against the Seattle Storm, and the Chicago Sky went up against the Minnesota Lynx. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
We did it again. Verizon was just named America's most reliable network by Root Metrics for the 16th time in a row, proving once again that nobody builds networks like Verizon builds networks. That's why we're building 5G right. That's why there's only one best network, Verizon. Best and most reliable based on Root Metrics reports from second half 2013 to first half 2021 of three operators on all network types combined, not specific to 5G networks.
Listen up, landscape pros. The forecast calls for rain, and that means standing water, washed out flower beds, and anxious homeowners. Help your customers weather the storm with an NDS drainage solution from SiteOne Landscape Supply. You've got all the tools and equipment. SiteOne has the expertise and full product selection to handle any stormwater management problem. And that means your business could soon be flooded with profits. Visit your nearest SiteOne branch before this opportunity passes.
For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million into social science research so we can build upon a body of evidence that will inform policies and fight systemic inequality. It's called the AIR Equity Initiative, and it's how we'll bridge the gaps that hold us back. Learn more about how we're applying our know-how to right now at AIR.org/equity.
Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that.
I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details.
Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply.
For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million into social science research so we can build upon a body of evidence that will inform policies and fight systemic inequality. It's called the AIR Equity Initiative, and it's how we'll bridge the gaps that hold us back. Learn more about how we're applying our know-how to right now at AIR.org/equity.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that. I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million to fight inequity. Learn more at AIR.org/equity.
Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that.
I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts. Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that.
I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million into social science research so we can build upon a body of evidence that will inform policies and fight systemic inequality. It's called the AIR Equity Initiative, and it's how we'll bridge the gaps that hold us back. Learn more about how we're applying our know-how to right now at AIR.org/equity. For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million into social science research so we can build upon a body of evidence that will inform policies and fight systemic inequality. It's called the AIR Equity Initiative, and it's how we'll bridge the gaps that hold us back. Learn more about how we're applying our know-how to right now at AIR.org/equity.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, let's get you caught up now on the recap on the scores and highlights from the second round of the WNBA playoffs. Let's start off with the second round single elimination game, and it went to overtime, and what a game it was between the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Seattle Storm. The final score was the Mercury 85, the Storm 80. And again, Brittany Griner handled her business in this game. She was definitely a force to be reckoned with in this game. And Brittany handled her business in more ways than one. Matter of fact, we have the highlights from that contest. And I tell you what, Brittany did her part in helping the Mercury advance to the next round. Here's the highlights from that contest.
Mercury's last three playoff games have all been one-point contests as Griner starts swiftly with two.
Those two are going to have to play well off one another.
Oh, Taurasi unable to hit. Griner cleaning it up after Turner was able to save. In that win on Thursday, Griner forcing her way in for the bucket and the foul. Brittany Griner trying to force it inside. Vaughn was able to collect it, dish it. Taurasi flips it. Griner finishes. Kept the right foot down. Petty around the screen. Hoist can't hit. Griner the offensive rebound. The putback. Seattle back up by three. Here is Griner. Off one leg. Puts it in beautifully. digging Smith around the screen. Griner the turn and the finish. Brittany Griner now with 17 points and 12 boards. Taurasi around the Griner screen. A little acceleration finds Griner on the roll for two. And Taurasi wanted a foul as well. Griner working on Russell. Brittany Griner just too strong. Here she is on the spin, lobbing to Griner. Griner forces it in over Magbegor, and it's a four-point Phoenix lead. Timeout, Seattle.
All right, again, the final score in overtime, the Phoenix Mercury 85, the Seattle Storm 80. Again, Brittany Griner had a double-double. She finished with 23 points and 16 rebounds. Breonna Turner had a double-double. She finished with 12 points and 12 rebounds. Kia Nurse finished with 12 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith, she had a fantastic game. She finished with 20 points. And also Diana Taurasi finished with 20 points in the contest. Meanwhile, for the losing squad of the Seattle Storm, coming into this season as the defending champions, they fell short in their quest to try to repeat. Mercedes Russell finished with a double-double with 10 points and 12 rebounds. Katie Lou Samuelson finished with 18 points. Jewel Lloyd finished with 15 points. And Sue Bird finished with 16 points. At the end of the game, Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi embrace after a close playoff game. Again, the audio was courtesy of ABC, and here's what Sue and Diana had their post-game comments.
Along with Bird, as they will hug it out, meeting for perhaps the final time. There have been no decisions announced or made yet, but there certainly is a feeling that this could be the final season for Sue Bird, and this would then be their final meeting. And Holly Rowe has the moment.
It couldn't be any other way than the two of you in a moment like this. How did you gut through this? You can barely walk, and you found a way today, Diana.
I mean, you know, you always want to play, right? You always want to help your team. I think both teams have just battled all year, right? And the ball just went our way a little bit more tonight. But, you know, it's fun to compete. It's fun to be out here. We know how good Seattle is. Every time we come up here, we get our ass kicked. And today we found a way to steal a couple of possessions. So hats off to them.
You continue your playoff run. You had a one-point win and now an overtime win. What can this team continue to do?
Well, I mean, hopefully play well and give us a chance to win at the end. That's all you can ask for. And, you know, these single elimination games are tough because you put everything into it. And then, you know, everyone's waiting at home. So we're primed.
All right, I got to bring this woman in here. We don't know what the future holds for the two of you, but we know these moments are special that we keep getting in basketball. What is it like for the two of you out on the floor today going against each other?
She's trying to be Willis Reed over here. Nobody on my team understood that reference.
I got you.
Maybe that's a sign. Maybe that's a sign,
Paul
Holly.
Pierce.
Paul Pierce. Yeah, these fans are going to make me cry in about 2 seconds. You know, to all the years and the hard work. And we just try to have fun, compete, win. Unfortunately, not for us today. But obviously, I wish her and them the best of luck. Try to put on a good show always. Hopefully, we did.
I know you'll take your time to make your decision, Sue. But if this is the end, what has basketball meant for you? And what do you hope you've meant for basketball?
You're pulling on them, Holly. You're pulling on the strings. I mean, where do I begin? You know, where do I begin? It's been everything it's giving me. Every experience I could ask for, it's given me amazing friends, amazing times, whether it's here in Seattle, with USA Basketball, Russia, Connecticut. I mean, I could talk forever, but it's been amazing, and I will take my time and make the right decision.
Did you guys all coordinate today?
All right, and again, that audio is courtesy of ABC, and of course, Holly Rowe doing a fine job of interviewing Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi. And again, if this is the last time that these two play each other, man, the memories are outstanding. Again, of course, they were teammates at UConn and then, of course, going up against each other in the WNBA and, of course, the many all-star games that they played against one another and, of course, being Olympic teammates and what they've done for USA Basketball. So Sue is going to take her time and she's going to analyze her situation off-season, and rightfully so. Give her some time and, you know, who knows? Could be one more year, as you heard the crowd say in the background. So, again, the final score in the second-round single elimination game in the WNBA playoffs, the Phoenix Mercury 85, the Seattle Storm 80 in overtime. And I have a correction to make. Diana Taurasi finished with 14 points in this contest. Let's move along now to the second game between the Chicago Sky and the Minnesota Lynx. The Sky would beat the Lynx 89-76. And, of course, there were some great players that made a difference in the win over the Lynx. And, of course, Courtney Vandersloot and Kalia Copper, they handled their business in this contest. Here's highlights from that playoff game.
Stevens scored. Vandersloot has just terrific vision and anticipation.
All the coaches followed Candace Parker to wherever she was playing.
And it's so cool to think back on those days as Kalia Copper gets a steal and gets a layup.
Richard Carlton guarding Copper. Foul's got a piece of her. Count the bucket. That's what Copper does. Chicago already at their season average for fast break points, and we're only in the second quarter.
Her first step is so quick, and she is slippery on the baseline.
McBride gets it over to Crystal Dangerfield. Minnesota really struggling from the outside. Shot clock is off. Good screen by Dolson. Pick and roll, but they get it out to Copper. Kalia Copper calmly burying the three. Mude here as well, and she spoke to James Wade.
Coach Wade gave a shout-out to the X-Factor of Diamond to Shields off the bench.
Aerial powers to get in a little bit more of a rhythm, but working through Sylvia Fowles in the half court, that's the key. Minnesota's got to play more half court and not play to Chicago's pace.
Copper buries. Parker to Vandersloot, who shows you that she's got some quickness.
And it's important that she stay aggressive.
Copper with the switch. She drew foul. Vandersloot left open.
As much as she is a great player.
Yeah, one of the nicest people that we've been around in this game. Sweet Phil. The winner will advance to the semifinals. Phoenix with an upset win in Seattle in overtime earlier today.
You're going to hate to lose this game and see these plays run back. They're dictating all the aggressiveness.
They absolutely are, I agree. And after a great defense, what does Minnesota do? Turn it right over. And Ariel Powers has had some moments, but other than that, again, defensively, they've been solid.
This is their bread and butter. Steal it, take it in. And right now, this game is getting away from Minnesota. Seven-game losing streak followed by a seven-game winning streak earlier in the season. And here's the story of the game. Somehow, Vandersloot able to finish over Fowles.
All right, that audio is courtesy of ESPN2. Again, the final score, the Chicago Sky 89, the Minnesota Lynx 76. For the Sky, Kalia Copper had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Courtney Vandersloot finished with 19 points. Azaree Stevens finished with 15 points. Allie Quigley had 11 points. And Diamond DeShields finished with 14 points. Meanwhile, on the losing side for the Lynx, Ariel Powers finished with 24 points. Kayla McBride had 19 points. And Sylvia Fowles finished with 17 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 89, Minnesota 76. So Phoenix and Chicago advance to the semifinals, and we'll preview the semifinal best of five playoff semifinal matchups coming up in just one moment. But before we go to break, again, let's give you some very important awards that had taken place. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Sylvia Fowles of the Minnesota Lynx wins the league WNBA Defensive Player of the Year for the fourth time in her career, but also too, the all-defensive teams were announced in the WNBA. Let's start off with the WNBA all-defensive first team. Jonquel Jones representing the Connecticut Sun. Also, we had Breonna Turner representing the Phoenix Mercury. Sylvia Fowles represents the Minnesota Lynx. Brittany Sykes represents the Los Angeles Sparks. And Breon January represents the Connecticut Sun. Meanwhile, on the second team, we have Breonna Stewart representing the Seattle Storm, Breonna Jones representing the Connecticut Sun, Brittany Griner representing the Phoenix Mercury, Ariel Atkins representing the Washington Mystics, and then Jasmine Thomas is representing the Connecticut Sun. So, you know, there you go. Again, the first team and the second team, very phenomenal, and those ladies are definitely deserving. Some, of course, there were some names that were left off of the teams, but, hey, it could have went either way. So congratulations to those ladies on making the all-defensive first and second teams. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll preview, before we close out of the show, we'll preview the best-of-five playoff semifinal matchups between the Chicago Sky going up against the Connecticut Sun and the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Las Vegas Aces. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million into social science research so we can build upon a body of evidence that will inform policies and fight systemic inequality. It's called the AIR Equity Initiative, and it's how we'll bridge the gaps that hold us back. Learn more about how we're applying our know-how to right now at AIR.org/equity.
Whether it's your birthday or unbirthday, celebrate with a visit to Walt Disney World Resort, a land of Mickey pretzels,
oh, boy.
Princesses, and hurtling down Mount Everest while a Yeti chases you. Escape to your happy place.
For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million to fight inequity. Learn more at AIR.org/equity.
Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that. I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're a small business owner, there's no such thing as 9 to 5. Days are longer and business hours, they're anything but predictable. Especially when you have finicky clients like ours. And a staff to support them. My payroll, well, it's complicated. With employees on different commissions, hourly wages, and then there's tips. So when I shop payroll providers for my business, it had to be easy to use and run on my schedule. Short Payroll not only met my needs, but exceeded them. Short Payroll makes running payroll a breeze. And their U.S.-based customer service department is there for me when I have questions, after hours, and even Saturdays, which leaves extra time to spend on these guys.
Visit shortpayroll.com for a 1 month free trial and find out what makes us different. Because small business is our business.
For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million into social science research so we can build upon a body of evidence that will inform policies and fight systemic inequality. It's called the AIR Equity Initiative, and it's how we'll bridge the gaps that hold us back. Learn more about how we're applying our know-how to right now at AIR.org/equity.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
For 75 years, AIR has used evidence to improve lives. Over the next five, we're investing more than $100 million to fight inequity. Learn more at AIR.org/equity.
School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox Internet customers in Cox service areas who meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply.
Headlines and hot takes, they have their place. But at our podcast, ESPN Daily, we don't just skim the surface of sports.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that. I'm your host, Pablo Torre, and every day we try to dive into the stories behind the athletes.
The picture of him in the dugout afterwards just looked like a guy who'd had his heart ripped out.
Listen to ESPN Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
Do picnic with a perfect sandwich. Do cheer on your daughter's team. Do laugh with friends over a favorite meal. Do meet the new baby. Do hug someone. Do treat yourself to something fun and delicious. Do overdress or underdress. Do what you've been hungry for. And when you can, do it all with delicious Eckrich smoked sausage and deli meat. Eckrich, you do you.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So before we get on out of here, let's go now to previewing the best of five playoff semifinal matchups. First matchup that we have up is between the Connecticut Sun going up against the Chicago Sky. Man, you talk about a great matchup that's going to be built on a lot of post play, a lot of inside play, a lot of rebounding, and a lot of posting up. Again, we've got the Chicago Sky, of course, with Candace Parker. Also, you have Kalia Copper. Also, you can't forget about Courtney Vandersloot, Allie Quigley. So much great talent coming from the Sky. Azaree Stevens, Diamond DeShields. This team is going to be loaded, but also Connecticut, man. Connecticut has had a great season this year, especially in the middle of the regular season, right before the All-Star and Olympic break, where they really got things going. Again, Alyssa Thomas out for the season, no problem. They've still been able to pick up their play in more ways than one. Again, with the likes of course, Dawana Bonner. Also, you've got Breon January. Also, Breonna Jones, Jasmine Thomas. The list goes on and on. Jonquel Jones, MVP candidate, Nuff said. This is going to be a fantastic game. This is going to be a game of defense going up against rebounding and also long-range shooting. We know that Chicago's got one of the best shooters in the business with Allie Quigley, and we know that, again, Jonquel Jones is one of the top shooters, one of the best scorers in the league. So this is going to be an exciting game. I think this is going to go the distance. This is definitely going to go all five games. I really believe that. This is going to go all five games. And so the first game is going to take place on September the 28th. That's going to be Tuesday, September the 28th. At 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and that game is going to be on ESPN2, and if you're watching in Canada, it's going to be on TSN1. Meanwhile, the second game is going to be it's going to be a great one as well between the Las Vegas Aces and the Phoenix Mercury. First of all, for the Aces, their team is built upon stature that can score. Asia Wilson, the reigning league MVP this year, De'Erica Hamby, two-time Six Woman of the Year, Liz Cambage. We know what she brings to the table. Jackie Young, Kelsey Plum, Bebe Rogers. The list goes on and on for Las Vegas. They don't have Angel McCutcheon. They lost her for the year, but it doesn't matter because they've got her. Chelsea Gray. How could you forget about Chelsea Gray? And with De'Erica is hurt, but I think they'll be able to do just fine with the absence of De'Erica, and that really hurts bad because they don't have that bench presence. But nevertheless, they're going to be just fine. And again, this is going to be a great one. This is going to be a solid one as the Aces are going to be going up against the Phoenix Mercury. Phoenix is on a roll right now. I mean, Brittany Griner is at the peak of her powers right now. She is definitely in her prime, a WNBA all-defensive second team. Of course, you know, Skylar Diggins-Smith has balled this year. Sophie Cunningham has had a great postseason run thus far for the Mercury. How about Kia Nurse? And how about Diana Taurasi? Yeah, man, Diana's extending her WNBA career. Her and Sue Bird are at the upper echelon when it comes to women's basketball. So this is going to be another fantastic series. This is going to be a combination of the speed and the versatility of the Mercury going up against the stature of the Aces that can rebound. They're not a fast team, but they definitely can score at will if they're given the opportunity. Again, this series, similar to the Sun in the Sky, this series is going to go all five games. This is going to be a fantastic series, and game one of that series is going to be September the 28th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on ESPN2. So we've got some great ones. We've got the Chicago Sky going up against the Connecticut Sun and the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Las Vegas Aces. I think these two playoff series are going to be outstanding. And that's going to do it for another edition of Striving It Up, Striving For It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long and enjoy the playoff action. Until next time, so long, everybody.